Ray Foley on Today FM.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you doing? Ray's here. JP's over there.
Hiya.
Italian. I was out for Italian last night. And we dropped some Spanish to the Italian waitress, which... you know what? She was lovely about it. She didn't react in any way. Mm. But we knew. Even our child knew. I mean, he does the Duolingo every morning, and he does Spanish. So when we said gracias to the Italian waitress in the Italian restaurant, it was him that said, why are you speaking Spanish? After she walked away. Who's on the text? 0874 100 102. Fanul has been on. She says, speaking of Italian, Ray, lovely movie just out on Netflix called Nona's. I've heard of this. It's Vince Vaughn involved?
He is.
Nona's. It's just out on Netflix. So lovely. Based on a true story with Susan Sarandon. You can feel and taste the Italian. I love feeling an Italian. I love tasting it even more. Do you know carbonara?
Right.
Love a carbonara.
Yeah, yeah.
Love feeling and tasting a carbonara. From Fanula, love the show. Hey. 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 There's my Italian music. It was on over there. Loving the show. And hi, Ray. On your restaurant story, myself and my husband were in a restaurant in France a few years ago. We were ordering our meal and my husband says to the waitress, he says, voulez-vous garlic bread? Nice one, Jerry. voulez-vous garlic bread?
I'm always petrified in a restaurant of trying to use the associated language because I know I'm going to get it wrong.
Don't do it.
So I talk myself up and then I always chicken out at the
last
moment.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Do what I do. Point at the menu.
I'll have the number three.
Don't speak at all. Just point at the menu. I don't know how to pronounce this one, but it's the second cheapest wine.
Non-alcoholic.
No, of course, 0%. We were ordering our meal. My husband says to the waitress, voulez-vous garlic bread? She looked very confused. This, of course, translates to, do you want to garlic bread?
Maybe it's a thing on Urban Dictionary. Who knows?
Do you want to, garlic bread? He was mortified, and I still knock great mileage out of it. P.S. I won't give my name because he's probably listening from Anonymous. He knows exactly who he is, though, if he's listening as well. Voulez-vous garlic bread? My wife is one of those, actually. We were in Paris years ago when we used to be able to afford to go away on holidays. When we both time and money before children. And we went to Paris, and that beer is Cronenberg, right?
Yeah.
Non-alcoholic. This is when we used to drink. Of course, we don't anymore. The beer is Cronenberg, and that's what wherever we went, or if we were stopping for a drink, we get a Cronenberg. And here, like in Ireland, if you're going to a bar and ordering that beer, you'd say the name of the beer. You'd say Cronenberg, right? Wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would, yeah.
But over there in France, they call it, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Frenchies, they call it 1664.
Yeah, I've heard of that, yeah.
But they call it by the number.
Okay.
1664. Mm. Now, I never did French in school.
Oh.
They call it 1664, but they call it 1664 in French.
Of course they do. It's a French drink.
Because they're French, and they're living in Paris. They're over there in Paris.
Right, speaking French.
Speaking French.
With the French drink.
Saying numbers in French.
Oh, God.
So we'd say Cronenberg, and they'd say whatever 1664 is in French.
They knew what you were ordering. It was all fine.
Yeah. But my wife, you see, my beloved, she has studied French. She did French up to leaving cert in secondary school, and she got very confident.
Oh, God.
I mean, by the third...
She had French courage by that stage.
And the bar was just there, and, of course, the French, Parisian, they weren't bringing it to the table. You had to go up to the bar, even though it was just 2 feet over. So we're finished, and we're like, we leave? It's up near the Moulin Rouge there. Picturesque, scenic, August, sun baiting down on us.
Hopefully.
We have a third one or we just leave it? No, we should probably just leave it. We'll have a third one. She goes up, full of the French courage, up to the bar, and she goes, de soissons, 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 soissons. And the whole French bar laughs. And no more than your man with the voulez-vous garlic bread, sweetheart. We still do de soissons, 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 soissons. Even funnier, on the same trip, actually, we went into a bar and we said, can we have deux soissons, soissons, soissons? And your man said, yeah, no problem. It was an Irish fella behind the bar.
Was the place called Mulligan's or something?
I'm from Kilkenny. Oh, great. Good to talk to you. We haven't had a drink in our entire time here. We haven't been able to order. Any chance voulez-vous some garlic bread while you're at it?
And Eddie's in Cork as well. Shout out to Eddie this afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Eddie.
0874 100102 for your voice notes. Eddie, talk to me. I think he's driving.
Hi, Ray and JP. Eddie here. You might say a big, huge hello to Layla, Libby, and Molly.
Hello, ladies.
We're heading down to Ring. They're going to the Gaeltacht for 2 weeks, and the house is going to be so quiet.
Oh, my God. That's going to be amazing. My boy, half of my animals, is away for 2 nights, and we don't know ourselves. That's going to be insane, having 3 of them gone for 3 weeks. Wow!
And clean.
The house.
All our houses will be quiet and clean without those girls.
Yeah. Our girls aren't that dirty, though, are they? I suppose, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't live with girls. Except for my wife. My wife's obviously technically a girl.
So a big shout out, say, whatever you want to them. Embarrass them on the radio. And love the show.
Hey! How do I embarrass them? I suppose dirty girls. You look at she, dirty girls. Eddie's only delighted. You're that dirty. Eddie's delighted to be dropping you off. He's going to be power hosing your bedrooms by the time he gets home this evening.
Ray Foley on Today FM.